One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Do you wear an Apple Watch?
Used to.
When you work out, do you have anything that tracks your...
Well, when I was tracking my steps, I had the Apple Watch because it was much easier instead of my phone, because I always put my phone down when I'm working out. But after I stopped after I finished the journey, now I kind of know how many steps I need, like how long I need to like do cardio for and work out. And then I'll like kind of know my steps every day, but I don't need to track it anymore.
Most annoying thing sometimes, I need to just figure out what the function is and turn it off because I know there's a way. But like if I'm in my car and I have directions on CarPlay and I'm wearing my Apple Watch is giving me the directions.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It'll be vibrating and saying turn left. And I'm like, obviously I know Apple Watch.
Oh, your watch still?
My watch will give the directions while I'm it on my CarPlay.
Okay, so it's not connected in that way. Like when I'm doing directions on my phone, my watch does not go off with
mine,
it.
Mine would
I feel
too.
Like mine... I feel like you have to like connect it in a.
I must have right when I set up the Apple Watch as I allowed everything. Maps to function on my phone. But I'm like, you just would figure if my phone knows when like, I'm on CarPlay mode, it turns everything else off. It turns off texting. Why are you notifying me on my watch?
Yeah. I'm so anti connecting my phone to anything. I hate text messages popping up on my laptop. Hate that.
Oh, yeah.
I disconnect everything.
I also hate photos. I don't need my whole iCloud library on my iPad. I don't need it all. Because I'm rarely, if I want the photos, I'll airdrop it to the computer and I know my select ones.
Yeah.
I don't need the entire library of my whole life taking up
all this storage that it's already.
Have we compared who has taken the most amount of photos on their phone?
Yes, we have.
I think hers was the highest.
No, I think mine was the highest.
I thought mine was the highest.
Oh, no, wait.
We thought nobody could beat us. Zane is like almost double us.
No. I thought nobody could beat me because of Snapchat, but Matt beat us.
But I don't know what it
is. How many photos do you have?
You know how you've never lost your phone where you lost everything, right? Or has that happened?
One time.
How long ago did that happen?
It was in 2014 or 2015.
That's why. So you have everything from 2016?
Yes.
So mine goes all the way down to like 2018. That's why you have more than me.
Oh, that crushes me sometimes.
What's your number at?
187,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and I was with
crazy.
TK over the wedding, Miss TK, Taylor King. You know, she's just Miss Content. That girl, like, she gets all of it. I was like, 60,000 photos ahead of her. But I thought her, out of all people, would have more photos in.
Yeah, I only have 112,000.
Damn.
Only. I thought I had a lot.
I started deleting some. I just got that notification that said out of storage. So I went in and just deleted all these videos.
What do you mean out of storage? You don't pay for iCloud?
I do. I do have iCloud.
I actually did get a notification during the wedding.
But I don't think it saves automatically to iCloud. I mean, can I delete everything off my photo album and it's still on iCloud?
Don't risk it.
Google it before you do anything like that.
Okay, so what do you mean? Like, you mean like get everything and put it in iCloud and then delete everything off my phone?
You just pay for the monthly like terabyte.
I think it shows on your phone, but like if you want to like open it or do anything, you have to like click it and then it pulls it from iCloud.
All right. Well, let's get into the episode, baby. Let's roll that intro.
Come on.
It's Capital, baby. Let's go.
Woo! Shake it, Papa. Shake it.
You know what I mean. Welcome back to another Zany Heat Unfiltered episode, baby. I'm Zane.
Zany Heat.
I'm Heat.
I'm Matai.
I'm Ryer.
Matai Kang.
Matai Kang.
I'm Matai Kang.
Nice. All right. Well, You're here again. Hopefully you're having a wonderful Monday and Tuesday whenever you're listening to this. If you're on your way to work, if you're on the treadmill, if you're at work.
And thank you. But thank you, though. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. It really does mean
you
a
really
lot.
Did not have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really means a lot.
Yeah,
people dedicate an hour of their day for us. It's really nice.
I would love to see a trivia show of all of our most hardcore fans being quizzed on, like, in this episode, Zane brought up that this was his most embarrassing memory. Like, who has the best recollection?
Like an office quiz, but it's yes. for our show.
That's so good.
If we ever go on tour, we should do, like, a trivia night.
You know how
bars have, like, trivia night? Like, the office trivia night, French trivia night. We should do an unfiltered trivia night.
Crickets. Who remembers?
Why do I feel like AI could do all the questions for us?
I wonder.
You just put all the episodes in AI and they're right. Isn't AI so good these days? Chat GPT plus.
You know what? Let me ask you kids.
Yeah. Whatever you guys are freaking with these days.
Write 15 trivia questions about the podcast Zane and Heath Unfiltered that really good hardcore fans would know the answers to.
That's really good. Wow, you are specific.
That scares the hell out of me.
Me? Yeah, what I do? Can you write a question?
1 second.
Q&A.
1 second. What is it? Oh, can we do
Q&A for this podcast?
Like trivia night when you... you know, like when you go to a bar.
When you go to a bar and everyone's having fun drinking. Chad GPT's like... The clip.
These aren't good.
did some come up?
Do one. The first one is, what are the first names of the hosts of Zane and Heath Unfiltered?
I love how you put hardcore.
And then, I think it didn't hear me when I said it because it didn't add
no,
hardcore.
No, I think they don't know.
Which host is known for their previous work with the Vine platform before starting the podcast? Yeah, these are like.
Which one is it?
What significant life event did Heath share on the podcast in 2020?
Now that's way too like that's I don't even way know. Too hard.
2020 a life event?
But sometimes these are just like they're looking at normal trivia questions that have been applied to other things and just putting it on there and thinking like it doesn't even know.
Right. Okay, that's why I don't trust that shit. You see, couldn't even do that. That's so easy.
It's only going to get better though. It's just the beginning. The .com era of the internet was pretty primitive.
I hope. Okay, well, guys, I have something to tell you.
What?
Okay.
Oh, I gotta breathe. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. It's not that crazy.
Your whole life. The bar is now high.
No, I know. Okay, you guys know how I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones. I'm obsessed with House of the Dragon.
It's
like all I am, all I want to do, I want to watch, and all I want to talk about, right? So I get a package from House of the Dragon, right? Mm-hmm. I open it.
Oh my gosh, you're in the next movie. You got offered a role.
I got invited to the House of the Dragon season 2 premiere. House of the Dragon, isn't that crazy? Cool. Insane. I get to go.
World premiere in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
It's the official one, right?
That's literally a dream come true for me.
It's laminated.
I couldn't believe when I opened the package. I was freaking out. And it's the official one, so everyone's going to be there. The whole cast is going to be there. Oh, and there's one more person that's going to be there. I couldn't believe it. Guess who's going to be there?
Who?
Just guess.
Emilia Clarke.
Oh, Maisie Williams.
No. You want to guess?
I don't know the names. Justin Bieber.
Kelly Clarkson.
No. Heath.
Oh my god!
No way.
Oh my.
That was so sick. Wow.
They weren't going to let me go alone. I was like, I need one more.
Thank you, Zane. This is.
Wow.
Damn.
He's like, shit.
I'm glad you set it up like that because I saw his face and he was like, he was excited for you, but he was like, damn. That's
perfect.
So cool.
Yes.
Damn, that's really cool.
Let's go!
Clammy!
Can I see it?
You can kiss.
I want to see it.
No, I'll let you do a kiss.
Wow.
I can't believe it's laminated. That's really cool.
I can't wait to see Zane propose to a girl because he was so... he was shaking.
Oh, I'm going to find the love of my life there. 100%.
Oh my god.
100%.
What are you going to wear?
Yeah, what do you wear to that?
He goes as the Night King.
the dragon suit.
Zane goes the chair.
You get there and they're like... we said no cosplay. You're like, what do you mean? I can't get in there.
It's
no.
a lifestyle.
And we're the Night King. So embarrassing. It's not even you're the right
just,
season.
You're just sitting on the red carpet as the throne. They're like, sir.
We all take pictures on your lap.
Oh my gosh. They all take pictures on. I think they would love that.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's
so
sick.
So the whole cast is going to be there.
Yeah.
That's freaking sick. I don't even know.
Do they fly you out?
Yes.
Damn. Yeah,
everything covered.
Damn, for one of those York events?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You're going.
Wow. We're going.
Wow.
This is crazy.
This was a long time coming.
Long time coming.
Too long.
The thing is that I was made aware that they've received like over 100 emails with my name in it.
Oh, from fans going like y'all better invite Zane.
I don't know,
this.
But they were like, I think they were just sick of it. And they're like, we need to shut this kid up and just give him 2 tickets.
You know when because a customer like just it. Keeps complaining and you're just like.
Yeah.
What if they make you like work the red carpet? Like you got to ask people.
He has
you
to know interview what? Them.
You know what? I think when I'm like in somewhere where I really want to be, I think I perform. When I'm doing something where I don't really want to be, I'm like, I struggle.
Wow. Mm. Do you think they're going to just show the first episode, 2 episodes?
Yeah, I think
they'll probably show 2 episodes because that's usually how show premieres do it. They show the first 2 episodes.
So like 8 hours.
I think it'll be the first 2. So we get to see the first 2 before.
I can't believe
else.
It's in New York.
I know.
Is season 1, did it leave on go? A big cliffhanger?
Yes. Very Blake cliffhanger.
That's so cool.
Our flight over there is the dragon. Us for 6 hours.
Dragon Airlines.
I would, though. If I was like running the campaign, I would do
give
something
it dry
crazy.
Ice goblets. Like, hey, goblet. Well, yeah, like dragon deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Your plus one has to be a relative. Like
yeah,
a
it has
sibling.
A niece.
A niece? Is that like the, yeah. is that the incest?
Yeah, a lot of incest. Yeah.
Your niece.
Yeah, I, this is just one step closer to being like a villager extra.
Yes.
In season 3. It's just, I'm like, this is one step closer.
We should go as a villager just to show them what we look like.
Oh, you know those like actor, you know, like in a haunt, when you go to the haunted mazes, yeah. those actors are just yep. always acting. They're mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do that just to show them that I can do it. And I'll do it for free.
Zane, I go as a blacksmith. I'm just like, I'm
ding, ding, ding.
You should definitely go even more or like go silver with your hair.
Oh,
like really bleach your hair.
Slick back.
But I have to do either blonde or brown hair. Because that's who's in the show.
Right.
Go like your bleach blonde.
You still want to look inviting though to the stars.
Exactly.
They don't want to be like, can you give me a cocktail? Like they think you're like
yeah,
working
yeah, dressed up part of the show.
Can you give me a cocktail? Thank you so much. Love the fit. Anyways.
All right, but I show up and they're like, all right, perfect. Zane, you ready? And I'm supposed to be interviewing all of them, but like, I don't have anything ready or any lines ready. And they're just like, all right, Zane. All right, first one, Olivia Cook, ask her a question. Perfect.
Who are you most excited to see? Are you excited to see like a certain person?
I'm excited to see everybody.
If you see everybody, if you see Fabian, tell him you know me.
Oh, I will.
He's been to my apartment or our place.
Matt's friend,
yes,
right?
Patricia. Oh, I love Patricia. Please tell her I said hi.
Yeah, I'm just so excited. I'm so excited.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you, HBO.
Finally.
Thank you, HBO. Thank you,
seriously.
Max.
That's so cool.
I gotta ask though. Did they? Were those really the passes, or did you get like?
No,
Leo
I got it made for it to show.
That's funny.
But you don't have to. I know it's.
I'm going.
It's a mission. Okay. It's like it's if. It,
no, I'm going.
I thought it was here, and I was like, yes. And then I saw it in New York. I'm like, I looked at
that
the day.
Mission.
I was like, we are jam packed.
Yeah. But you have to go
because
you
I come back like at 2-3 days before. From the trip I'm doing. And so when I saw it, I was just like, oh my God. Because in my head, I was like, oh, I could just go to New York instead of going home. Because,
right.
But it's like, we have to come back and record. So after like,
oh man. Yeah, that's going to be rough.
We are world travelers.
World travelers. Yes.
People do this every week.
I know. It's crazy. It. I'm going to be so sick. I'm going to be on the fucking.
Get that airborne in, yeah.
I'm going out of town starting the 16th through the 29th. I'm traveling the world with Hidayah.
Oh, fun.
Wait, Hidayah's going?
Is she doing all of it?
The whole thing.
No,
she's doing the whole thing.
That's so cool.
This London opportunity came up to just watch Furiosa, the premiere in London.
Cool.
So we obviously took it. I was like, fuck yeah, we're going to take it.
Did you see that wedding that just happened? Like, in front of the pyramids?
No.
Our friend, this happened 2 weeks ago, well, kind of a while back, where our friend's friend went to a wedding with some billionaire couple. Tons of celebs were there. They got married in front of the pyramids. Like,
you can do that?
Their whole reception is in front of the Sphinx.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't believe if you, I think this was it.
It looks like it's at a resort.
Well, is it true?
They were up close this wedding.
When you're at the pyramids, if you just turn around, is there like a whole city behind you?
It's like a Burger King across the street.
That is so, I can't even imagine.
It like takes away from like the magic of it.
I'm not gonna lie, I did not expect like a Burger King to be right there. I expected it to just be
You think you would need to like drive out into the desert for like an hour and then they're just there. No, it's like everything is around it.
Did everything seem very close to each other in Egypt?
Yes and no. So there's a lot of really cool things to see there, and I hope you do it all. Like Valley of the Kings was like one of my favorite things in the world because it's where they started finding all these different like tombs from like the kings at the time.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And you go around this whole like valley that's in the desert and you can walk down into the tombs and they're still painted. They're still like in perfect condition.
That's insane. Wait, is that where they shot Dune?
Like Zane, look.
No, actually like Dune 1, isn't that the, I swear that whole temple right there.
I mean, a lot of Dune is.
Go back to that picture though, Bubba.
Like CGI, I bet it was inspired.
CGI'd that shit, but look.
Zane, look at that photo.
Wait, you saw that?
You walk into this. This is one of the tombs.
I feel like I'm in a video game.
It feels like you're in like the Mummy Return ride or something. Like something stupid where you see fake versions of this all the time.
I'm going to go to Universal and do Mummy Returns. Just
as like to like go there and like somebody painted that on the wall thousands and thousands of years ago and it's still
there.
It's insane.
It's right outside of Cairo or is it Giza? Because they're called, wait, is Giza a town? Because it's the Great Pyramids of Giza.
Yeah, so I don't know if the Valley of Kings was in Cairo. I think it was outside.
Okay. The Mummy Returns, though, goes so fucking hard. I love the Mummy Returns.
Oh,
the Mummy's good.
Are we talking about the ride or the movie?
The movie with Brendan Fraser.
I thought you were talking about the ride.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that shit goes hard.
When
it
hits the brakes and then the bugs start crawling out, sprays your ankles with air.
I feel like I'm in the movie. Like I'm sitting there like,
yes.
Like, what are we going to do?
But the Mummy Returns where it's his son and his son puts on the bracelet and like, and they're like chasing the dawn and the sunrise and he's like trying to get him back to the temple. Oh, and Rachel Weisz is in it. So
good. I used to have this on VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say this is your favorite Egyptian movie?
Yeah, this is definitely my favorite Egyptian movie. All right.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Do you know where your passport is, Zane?
Yeah, it's all ready.
Okay, good. Yeah. The new passports are nice.
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, I got a new passport. It is fresh.
Is it does the book, the cover look the same?
It just feels so much sturdier, and the paper like looks like you can't even like tear it out.
Oh, really?
Like, you know how like kind of the paper kind of feels like money, or yeah. It's like this, it just feels really sturdy, and like the edges almost feel like a credit card. Like,
oh, wow. Okay.
That's how like you couldn't even like fold it.
Yeah, they're
like,
I mean, because people's passports, they crumple and shit. It looks like ass. So I'm sure that they had a, people's were getting damaged.
Yeah, mine always got damaged because one time I forgot my ID and I had to carry on my passport with me just to go to bars. And you know how there's that little RFID chip that like scans?
Yeah.
Mine was always broken because I was probably sitting on it. And every time we were leaving a country, I always got flagged.
I don't know if we talked about this already, but I saw a lady talking about how they she was at a register and they were talking about like Pompeii. Did we talk about that already?
The city of Pompeii?
No, Pompeii. Like
that's
palm,
what I thought too.
Sorry, Pompeii. Like there's something in your hand and you pay with your palm. And she's like, huh? And she's like, we accept Pompeii now too. And she's like, no, I got a credit card. They're like, oh, okay. Well, it's new here now.
We're it's basically like an Apple Pay, but there's a chip in your
hand? It's a chip in your hand.
And oh, people are chipped like, or yeah, does it scan your hand?
It's like
a fingerprint.
I think it's like a chip. I think it's like something you have in your palm and you just go beep. And it's just your hand. And she was talking about, like, I don't understand why credit cards are so hard to use. Like, you just have it in your wallet and you pay like that. Like, yeah, why you got
Apple
it in
Pay
your
is
arm,
so easy.
In your hand. But imagine someone trying to steal from you.
Yeah, give me the chip.
Yeah, give me the chip.
Where's the chip?
Hands. Damn, imagine that, though.
I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind that?
Getting the chip?
Absolutely not.
Like, what if something happens? It just infects your hand. You know what I mean?
I trust. Well, if it.
Technology
I feel like
always
I trust
goes.
The science, I guess, behind it. Mm. I think I would.
I want to shout out United Airlines really quick.
United Airlines.
We just took a flight recently, and I didn't want to tell the story because I'm going to sound irresponsible, but
ooh. Yeah,
here's what happened. We take Dean on the flight, and we were late to the flight for last week's story time.
Yeah.
And they, you know, when you're late, they usually check the rest of the bags that are left. So We have the carry-on bag and we have a layover for this flight and then our final destination. So they said, we're going to check the bag, but it'll meet you at your final destination, which usually isn't a problem, but it was all of Dean's travel stuff that he needs. His bathroom,
so
his
it
food,
had like that litter box.
Right. Yep. So all his stuff. And we were like, is there any way you can like ask again? And she was like, yeah, no problem. Like we get it. So she asked and she goes, I'm sorry. Like there's really nothing we can do. I'm like, it's okay. So I empty out my backpack and I put the litter in my backpack. I put all of Dean's stuff in my backpack. And in my head, I blacked out after this, but in my head, because I put my pocketbook in my backpack and I took it out. And it's like this vintage little Coach bag. And I thought like, okay, maybe I'll just put this in the carry-on and then get that checked. But maybe in my head, I was like, oh, but I really don't want to like risk losing this bag. So I don't know what happened. Apparently, I got on the plane with it. And then Heath and I got off the plane. I grabbed everybody's stuff, mine and Dean's stuff. And we're walking to our next terminal. And we hear an announcement. We're at the Chicago airport. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Do the announcement impersonation.
It was like, flight from LAX, missing item. And I was like, we didn't hear like anything.
We missed
like,
all the important parts. And we looked at each other. We're like, how's anybody going to hear that?
Or you're like, glad it's not us.
Well, for a second, Heath paused because he was like, did they say Heath? And I'm like, if they wanted your name, they would say your last name. Like Mr. Hussar, whatever. He thought he heard Heath. I'm like, I don't think so. But we did second guess. But we were like, we have to go to our next flight. Like, it's not we could not hear the announcement. I'm like, whoever's missing something, like they're shit out of luck. So then we get to our final destination and I can't find my bag. And I'm like, son of a, I was already at my parents' house.
We made it to her parents' house and she's like, you see my purse anywhere?
But I didn't notice it was gone because I carry my wallet with me because my ID's in there. So I want easy access to it. So thank God the only thing in there was lipstick and trash. So I'm like, thank God.
Thank God.
So in my head, I'm like, I think lost and found is like, I just think it's a lost cause. Lost and found really put the lost in.
It's lost in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's where I think because the second I couldn't find my bag, I felt like that's a raven, but reverse.
Yeah.
I went back to everything and I was like, that announcement was for us. I know it. Even though we didn't hear it. I'm like, I know that was for us. It was just in my gut. So we go on, or we try to call. Calling's impossible. It says, go online and fill out this form if you're missing something.
Every time I see that, I'm like, they're not going to look at these forms.
I'm like, you know what they did with that? That they threw it in the garbage.
Threw it away.
So I was like, let me just fill it out. I'm not kidding. Like a couple hours later, item found, pay for shipping, and we'll ship it to your house.
Pay for shipping.
So what I had to do, I had to fill out the description. I put like pocketbook missing, right? Purse. Okay. And then you've put the description, the brand, everything, and then you can upload a picture of it. So I had pictures of it that I posted on Instagram. So I uploaded a picture.
Wow.
They found it immediately.
Oh, she has a following. How many likes? Okay, yeah, get on it. Charge her
a little bit more.
Oh, she's on a podcast. She'll talk about it.
By the way, this is Raven. Raven with United Airline. I found this.
She's sending this screenshot to her daughter. Do you know who this girl is?
Yeah, just found her bag.
So I got the notification, and the other day it just announced that it shipped out. I paid $30 for shipping. I would have paid $100 to get it back. And,
but don't tell them that.
But don't let them know. So it should be here in like a day or two. All the way to California.
United, more like reunited. Oh, with your belongings.
Nice. Right, it's being sent to your first house. The last house you just moved out of.
I thought it was so interesting that you can just like ship it to, and they're texting me updates. Like
that has to be new. I've never heard where they can ship it to
pretty
you.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. People who work in Lost Luggage, that's a very intense job. I feel bad for people who work in Lost Luggage. They
maybe that's mad respect,
but Lost and Found, give me up in that.
Yes.
I will find everyone's belongings to the right owner. I will not give up until my room is empty. Because
you have like, you would feel that like this person really needs this item.
No, but I feel like a lot of them are like, man, I hope somebody doesn't claim this in 3 days because it is mine.
I wonder if that happens sometimes. But I feel like at some point they're allowed to take it, right? Because if they're never coming back, it's pretty much just there until
when does it become unclaimed free?
Maybe 30 days.
But why do I feel like at the end of the day they tell the workers like, yeah, just take what you want?
I feel like they have to donate.
Have you seen a Prada bag? What's it look like?
No, we haven't seen
it's red. This one's maroon.
Yeah, right. It's like orange and purple. Not yours. Yeah, ma'am. Doesn't sound like yours. Sorry.
I would be curious if you like set up a fake. Like, you know, the guy, what's his name? The YouTuber who does the stink bombs around the holidays for package thieves. But you create like this luxurious bag that's mic'd up, camera'd up. You purposefully lose it, Lost and Found, to see what gets picked up by the people who
Matt, like, that's genius.
This looks good. Let's keep this. And then you call them. They're like, no, we don't see it. That is kind of genius.
That is, but I feel like, wouldn't they catch that in the,
oh yeah, like you right when you go through security, like, yo, this is wired.
You see the face like,
yo, there's cameras and everything. They're flashing the lights on it. Like, what is
you
this?
Actually get in trouble for
bringing in like a surveillance device. Yeah,
like, what are you, a spy from Russia?
Mm. One time my aunt came to visit and she wanted to gift us like a cheese board.
Cheese board.
It wasn't open. It was wrapped, and then she wrapped it in gift wrap. Like, this thing was locked. And she got pulled aside for it, and they had to undo the wrapping paper and everything to see what it was. So they undid it. They took everything out. It's like in the styrofoam. Like, it's brand new.
It's melted. So they're just.
And she didn't think. So the knives got detected. Like the little spreads. So she was like, so they were going to make her throw the whole board away or get it checked. And she goes, well, I don't have time to get checked. She was like, can't you just take the knives away and I keep the board? And they're like, no, we have to take the whole thing. And they took it away from her.
They wanted
the
that.
The whole cheese board.
I think the worker wanted it.
Guys, it's in the lunch. It's in the break room.
Cheese is phenomenal.
Lunch was awesome that day.
We got Steve. He's cutting it up right now. Damn.
Bring out the torch. Let's melt this thing.
Are these Japanese? This is quality. Yeah.
Damn, that really sucks. So, but like,
that sucks. Yeah.
And it is just the knives I got detected, not like the cheese at all. I thought like
there wasn't cheese. I just liked that you were running with the cheese jokes.
Got it. It was just
the board where it like slides out and like the knife spreads are in there. Whatever it's called.
Okay, we'll cut that out then.
That was funny.
I had a friend who bought a cane in like a foreign country one time and thought it was like this really cool like vintage cane. Got to the airport, it gets detected. They like open it up. It's a fucking rapier. Like a what? A rapier. Like a very sharp.
Spear?
Like a spear. Like the whole thing is like a sword.
Never heard that.
What did you call it?
A rapier. A-R-A-P-I-E-R.
They should change the name
like,
of that.
Actually, now I'm thinking about it.
Did he this get it at a spy store?
This wasn't a friend. This was my ninth grade English teacher, Miss Brownlee. And we were talking about the word rapier because we were studying Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
And we were like, what's a rapier? She goes, oh, funny story. And she told that story. And that's how I learned the word rapier.
So that's a... So
it was a cane that just turned into a sword. And she was at the security going, oh my gosh, I had no clue that this was a weapon that I was bringing on board.
That's a whole sword she brought on the plane.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, she had no clue when she bought it. That's
but then, like, if
inside.
The old person, like, didn't know, do you just, like, take their cane away?
Do you trust, or do they take their
I bet
word?
She, no, I think she was just like, take it. Or...
No, I know, but, like, think about it. What if this was a lady that was genuinely trying to bring it on board? Yeah. No, like, trying to bring it on board as a weapon.
Well,
but, like,
I think they would give you a...
Replacement.
A replacement cane. Like, the way they give you wheelchairs and stuff, they would... Probably.
No, I know, but like,
this is
imagine TSA and you're like, I don't know who this lady is. What if she's a crazy person? What if she was genuinely trying to hurt somebody on this plane and she's playing this up? Oh, I didn't know it was a sword. It's a cane. I didn't know that. Take her to the room. Investigate her. Keep her in there for 2 hours and ask her all these questions and see if she was lying or not.
Mm.
I got stopped for cat litter bombs. Question her.
I would take your ass to jail if that was TSA. Mm-mm. We are in hard times.
Yep. You never know.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Oh my, Heath, can you please show them the flight that you guys were on that you showed me?
Matt.
He was like, oh, this isn't a big deal. I'm like, Heath, I would have died. I would have had a heart attack on this flight.
When I woke you up to say, look out the window right now.
Yeah. I feel like.
You should have never woke me up.
This was the craziest thing I've ever seen while being on an airplane. So.
I'm sure Matt's probably seen this.
We get up in the air and then the pilot comes on and makes an announcement like, hey, there's severe weather up ahead, tornadoes, blah, blah, blah. We're going to have to try to go around this thing. It's going to add some time to the flight.
There was like tornado warnings in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. There was like thunder and lightning storms. So we had to tag on like an hour of our flight. We had to fly for an extra hour just to avoid it.
Thank goodness there was enough fuel.
Yeah. So pretty much Ethan was like, Zane, if you were on this flight, you would have never flown again. I was like, let me see this.
I would have had a PA.
Watch this video. You're going to see lights. Keep in mind, it's not from the plane. The plane light will flash red like every 5 seconds, but just look at everything else.
Oh.
Isn't that insane?
Oh, that looks like the end of time.
It looked like the end of the world. It was like that out my window for an hour.
Oh my. I would have, like, Xanax immediately.
I would have done anything I could to knock myself out.
Oh.
Wine. Just keep them coming. Chugging.
Give me the whole bottle.
But he said the turbulence wasn't as bad as it looked. But if there was like turbulence with that visual, because I'm all about visual when it comes to turbulence. Like when there's turbulence, I open my window and immediately I have to look outside. If I can see a city for some reason, it calms me down.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's dark outside and you can just see the that lightning. With turbulence on top of it, Matt, I would have started hitting myself until I knocked out. No way.
Yeah, it was really bad. But it's also mesmerizing. Like, I just literally stared out the window the entire time and I was just in awe.
But imagine being in that part of town. Like, that's crazy to see that much lightning and
that's
thunder
what I was
at once.
Too.
I think it's just the vantage point of where you're at that you're able to fully
just see everywhere.
The scope of a storm.
But also seeing a storm
like
below
ground.
You felt really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's happening
really,
below.
Really bizarre.
On and see if the lights went into the beat of the song.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
I'm not gonna lie, baby. We all carry out different stressors, big or small. Baby, I know Heath and I have been stressed out lately.
Yes, we have.
And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
But luckily, therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
So if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
And it's also super simple. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
And the convenience of it is so good, guys. Like, instead of having to, you know, get in your car, drive to an office, sit there, wait.
having spend your gas money to go.
Exactly. You could just sit in the comfort of your own home and talk to somebody that's going to give you actual good advice. You're not going to your best friends. You're not going to your parents. You're not going to your cousins trying to get advice from them. You're talking to somebody that is a professional and that is good at this.
That's right, baby. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath today, and you're going to get 10% off your first month.
Exactly. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Oh, I just found out that grocery stores do this disgusting thing. I didn't know. I mean, I guess it's normal, but like...
We can't trust restaurants just now, a little grocery weird. Stores.
So this guy is working, like he works in like the back of a grocery store, kind of like with fruits and vegetables and all that. And he talks about how this term is called reworking or something like that. They pretty much, what they do is they take strawberries that have like, the strawberries will be out. And then if they get old, they'll bring it back. They'll go through it. Remove all the mold and stuff.
No.
They'll take the strawberries and put it back with a new batch and then repackage it and then put it back on the shelves. The specific one that he was working, he's like, I don't know if you guys do this, but this is what we do in this grocery store. But it's like a high, it's like a popular chain, but he didn't say
which one he worked at. But doesn't that like mix the strawberries that are already about to expire with like fresh strawberries?
Probably wash it. That's probably why when you grab strawberries.
How does like a health code like let that pass by?
It's to save money. I mean, isn't everybody always trying to save money in the end of the day or save?
Oh, it's just disgusting.
Because a lot of fruits do go bad. Think about how like fast like fruits expire or like get moldy.
Compost. I don't know. Maybe cut the price a little bit. Gross. So strawberries, you know, are cheaper and everybody would be buying and eating a lot more strawberries.
And just with all the work that people put in to even get strawberries into the shelves in the first place.
Have you ever seen people picking strawberries? Like what it looks like?
I pick strawberries.
No, like professional, like for...
Like in large amounts of what the...
It's not a machine that does it?
No.
15 people on one machine?
Yeah.
I picked strawberries in Australia one time.
They're all laying down, right?
Oh, okay.
On basically a masseuse board.
Yeah.
So there's like 10 people in a row laying flat.
Yeah.
And their head is down in the little thing. They're laying and it's being pulled. So they're just hovering over it and they're just one at a time.
Genius.
As they're just like gliding over top of them.
No back pain, I guess.
Yeah. I could do that all day.
Dude, your back, they start doing that because their back was probably killing them after an hour.
Yeah, and you don't want workers suing you.
Exactly.
Back pain. It reminds me of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids where they like lose the kids in the backyard and they have to like hoist themselves up so they're not stepping on the kids looking through the glass and they have all their magnifying glasses on.
What a great movie. I want to watch that again.
Okay, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves, or Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
I mean, they're all pretty good. I think I Shrunk is like probably the best. No?
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, that one I like because of the race cars and the Hot Wheels and all of that.
Oh, okay.
How did they shrink again?
The first time?
Yeah,
The baseball goes through the attic and accidentally turns it on, and they're trying to find the baseball, and it zaps them, and the kids shrink.
Got it.
And then the dog, they get on the dog, and that's how they end up in the backyard. The second one, kind of similar to that, where they're showing off the new machine, and they're about to go on a big vacation, all the parents are, and then they get shrunk. And then the kids start having a party while they're away. And guess what? Big A-list celebrity is in Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Who?
Mila Kunis.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to watch it now. I'm going to watch it again.
And then that's how I learned that potassium is in bananas.
I feel like that's a movie that they're going to remake. Very soon. Like,
yeah,
bring it back,
they could,
right?
Because
it's such a classic, and I mean, they'll ruin it, obviously, but...
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, though. I hate that one. Because the kid becomes massive.
Oh,
and he's like
the baby?
In the playground, in the house. Like, get the fuck out of here. They don't even get into the poop in that movie, but I don't even want to know what that poop situation is.
But isn't someone like, is this dinosaur poop? Like, weren't they like, what is this?
But Rick Moranis, though, man, it's so sad that guy was like the biggest. Well, actually, it's kind of beautiful. You know how he was like in Ghostbusters. Or was he in Ghostbusters? I don't know. Little Shop of Horrors. He was in so many movies.
Guy. Yeah.
But his wife died of cancer, and he decided just to become a full stay-at-home dad and just be there present with his kids. So that's why he doesn't act anymore. It's so surprising that he hasn't made a return. But Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Terrifying.
It was a horror movie.
Good the cereal, it's about to go into their mouth, and then that's when he realizes
they were shrunk
it.
Like this small, right? Like it was minus microscopic.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good fucking luck.
I'm surprised no one got killed. I feel like one person needed to die in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids just to make just it a little
more realistic.
The massive ants. They're like
maybe PG-13 or rated R version, they'll make it happen. But killing a kid, though, that's kind of, yeah. You know. Mariah, what was your favorite childhood movie?
Ever?
Yeah. Like, what's one that you just like?
What age are we talking?
Like early teens.
Oh, early teens? I like those chick flicks. Like, it was like John Tucker Must Die, and like, I don't know.
I remember that when that movie came out, that was like the first like big, like, oh my God, you gotta watch it. Yeah.
Oh, remember she like makes him put on a thong and then like climb out of the hotel room to come into.
Yeah, 2006.
Yeah, I was 12.
Jesse Metcalf.
You weren't even a teen yet.
Was it a good movie? Like, yeah. If you rewatch it now, like,
I think so.
It hits.
Is Ashanti in that movie?
I think so. But you, like, I feel like it was so close to Mean Girls. Like, it could have been the first Mean Girls movie.
It's not as quotable as Mean Girls. I mean, yeah. Mean Girls is line after line, line after line. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and recite that film.
I just loved the Bring It On movies.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, those over and over. Still to this day, I could watch those over and over and over again.
How many did they make?
There's got to be like five, maybe?
Five. But the first one's the best one.
Yeah.
And then the one with Hayden Panettiere is pretty good.
Love
Bring
that
It
one.
On again or Bring It On All or Nothing.
Wait, Hayden Panettiere wasn't in the first one? Who was in the first one?
Oh, there's six of them.
The first one's Kirsten Dunst.
Yes, sorry.
And what's her name? Eliza Dushku?
In and to Win.
Oh, I like
so
her.
Good.
Oh, wow. They were cranking those out like almost every year when they first.
Yeah, it was like.
Wow. They were like, we're printing money, people.
The Olsen twins fucking every time they went to a different country, made a new movie.
But they always, those were always like straight to video, though, the other ones. They weren't like going to theaters, like Bring It On.
Oh, no. I wouldn't expect those to be going to theater.
My favorite movie as a kid, Double Double Toil and Trouble.
Oh.
That was the name of the movie?
Wait, the Olsen twins?
I watched that movie at least twice a month.
You're an avid Mary Kay and Ashley watcher?
That movie?
Is that a movie or that's like a 30-minute like VHS, like Halloween 30 special?
30-minute VHS.
I don't know. I had it on VHS, though. I remember watching it all the time.
I had Mary Kay and Ashley VHS. I had like them as the kids and them as the teenagers, but it was like kind of like SNL-y sort of, where it was just different clips, like the pizza party and the prom and stuff like that.
I have the slumber party on VHS,
which has
pizza. P-I-Z-Z-A.
I want pizza. Hey.
They were
busting out movies. The Olsen twins. I'm always
they
amazed to this day.
Them.
Dude, now they own Road. Is it called Road? What's the name? Row is their fashion line.
Row? What's
Row? And that's it's a high-end fashion line. I was like, oh, babe, you want to get something from Row? And Patricia's like, you mean that? Because their sweaters are like $1,500.
Wait,
and I
was really?
Like, wow. They are in the high end of the
fashion
world.
They're killing it. Yeah, they're good.
It's called The Row.
The Row. And their store is right by our place, and I always want to be like,
who would have thought? I thought they were doing nothing.
No, they've
been in fashion for, oh my God. I've been wearing Mary-Kate and Ashley. Mary-Kate and Ashley and Jessica Simpson were like the clothes to wear. Like Walmart had them.
The Brandy Melville to you.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson had like edible like lotions and stuff. It was called like
what?
She was like, it was like skin cream that you could like eat. Like,
oh my God.
What? She's like, I remember her having like whipped cream and it was like this line of edible skin products. Like, why the
That's horrible.
Yeah. Dessert.
No.
Dessert.
Ew.
Line.
And you're rubbing it on your body?
And all of it you
I mean,
can
I
eat.
Guess that makes it the most natural, right? If you can eat it.
But what looks like something that should have been sold in Spencer's.
Yeah, the mosquitoes must love that. Just flocking to you.
Damn.
It looks sticky.
Oh boy.
We should get the Olsen twins on the pod.
I think they would come on.
Can you imagine just Mary Kate?
I was
But we're all in Row. They would love it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I bet they
Is
would.
It men and women's clothing or just women's?
Just women's.
And
Mariah,
and all of our viewers get a 1% discount on anything from the Row
1%.
Website.
Okay.
Oh, I love them.
And props to their sister, like Elizabeth. I mean, she's now like top big actress out there.
Yeah. She's bigger than the two of them now, right?
How do you want to say, like, terms of like blockbuster actress?
Just like,
yes,
who,
but
who most people know now more.
Like, I think if you showed a 10-year-old boy Elizabeth Olsen, they'd be like, I know her. And if you showed them the Olsen twins, they would say, I don't know who that is.
Like, there's two more.
Was she older than the twins?
She was younger. Okay. She was younger. She got famous a little bit later. And then there's a brother who looks just like the Olsen twins.
There's a brother too?
Yeah, he was in some of the birthday episodes as well. Why do I know all this about the Olsen twins?
What a successful family.
Yeah, but it's sad. Their family, they did get divorced, but, you know.
You know, that's bound to happen. 60% rate.
Have we talked about the Olsen twins before?
I don't
know. Yeah, plenty of time.
I mean, I just think they always come up in conversation.
But it's crazy how they were cast as infants. That they came into a studio with two babies and they were like, we're looking for like two twins to play the role of a young baby on a sitcom called Full House. What about these two kids? They seem adorable. Little did they know that these kids would just happen to have the chops to continue on right. And become these massive stars.
Because normally I think they got hired at 6 months old when they first started. But normally when they have a kid on a show, they switch out the kid. If the baby grows up and can't act and
right.
can't recite lines right. or whatever, they just happen. It's them and the Sprouse twins. They were like, damn, they're good. They started as kids and they grew up and actually were like phenomenal. They didn't have to switch
so
them
crazy.
Out.
Do you think if social media existed at like the peak of the Olsen twins, like when they're like 11, 12, doing all of their little mini Holiday in the Sun,
they would have been
huge. Our Lips Are Sealed. Yeah. But do you think though there would have been like this brain rot to them and their own selves and like their ego, because they were never having to compete with like relevancy of you know what I mean. It's because they were like their own thing. They were famous, but they didn't have to be famous online.
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
they aren't consuming. Like, what are people saying about me? Do people
hate
us?
No comments.
Like,
to look
oh my god!
I
like,
know. It must have been
nice.
Amazing. It was probably so nice.
Because I don't think you see twins like that ever having that level of success because they would be so involved in social media and they would rot their mind.
The Dobre twins.
I mean, they walk away from it, right? Wait, who am I thinking of?
Dobre twins. The Lucas and YouTuber.
You're thinking about the Dolan twins.
Dolan twins. The Dobre ones are those.
They're still going strong.
His mom is like, what did she say? When she gets the car, she spins. Oh. She spins the wheel and gets the Lamborghini. And what does she say?
Well, she had to like spell Lamborghini to like win it.
Oh, if you spell it, we buy it.
Yeah. Well, she like spelled it wrong, but they already bought the car for the video, so they like it was just.
What's the line that she said?
I don't remember.
Oh, that thing's a beast. So
dude, I don't want to be a hater. I hated those videos.
488 pizza.
Those videos were junk.
Yeah, they're for like young kids.
Yeah,
I guess when it's all set,
it's like
it's a
Miss Rachel video, but it was like supercars. You know what I mean?
Dude, Miss
Rachel. I think they understood their audience. They knew exactly what they were doing. But you know,
do you ever rewatch a show that you used to watch growing up, and then you realize like they switched a cast member, and you're like, how did I not notice? I just saw My Wife and Kids, I used to watch. That was one of my favorite shows growing up. Claire, the oldest daughter, was totally different in the first season.
You don't remember the first Claire?
I looked it up. I was like, wait, who the hell is that?
Who's in that?
The Damon Wayans.
Oh.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, this show is so funny.
This is still to this day one of the funniest shows ever.
Was it a like a season 3 switch or did they?
I think it was season 2.
Okay.
So I looked it up and I saw that the original girl, her mom pulled her out because she read the script for the following season and Claire, who's the oldest daughter, her best friend gets pregnant for one of the episodes and she didn't want her daughter exposed to like
that
teen
level.
Pregnancy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they pulled her and they found Claire,
know,
who I think
pissed.
Is a
She's like, Mom,
fit.
What?
She's like, okay, you pulled me out, and this show's been going on for seasons, Mama. Yeah. I'd be making a million an episode. I don't know. Not to
that
degree.
Wasn't a very good move.
It's crazy the stories about people who are cast in things, and then they get pulled out halfway through production. Like, Back to the Future. There was a different Marty McFly who they shot with for months, and then they realized
Wait,
it wasn't
really?
Working, and they pulled him out and replaced him with Michael J. Fox.
No way.
Yeah.
Who was the first one?
A guy who is not as famous as Michael J. Fox now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they replace him because I don't think
it just wasn't working. The chemistry wasn't there. Just after a while you cast people and you think, oh, this kid's great. And then you start recording. You're like, this is not
Eric Stoltz.
I think, yeah, that was like the original kid.
That's crazy that they can film for months. I feel like they can, they can see the chemistry not working in the first like few days. That it's not working.
Yeah.
It takes months.
You know, for Twilight, the plan was to not bring Taylor Lautner back because he was scrawny and they wanted the next movie, he needed to be like buff.
Yeah.
So they told him, like, we're going to recast you. So he worked out so hard and he came back huge and they were like, all right, you're in. They didn't want him.
Damn.
And then they didn't think he was athletic enough and he was like, all right,
I would do the same.
Watch me do a backflip.
That's insane.
And that was his, like, if he didn't make that move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was literally.
I mean, but he was Shark Boy.
No, I know that, but that Twilight, that
really
money that brought into his, like.
Yeah.
Were you and your sister, like, big Twilight people?
My sister was. I've never seen it. I watched Jersey Shore.
I was pretty into it. I mean, I read up to New Moon.
Oh, you read the books?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. My sister was upset. She read all the books, all the movies. I've never, like, that and Hunger Games were kind of at the same time. I just was not into that.
I've actually never seen the Twilight movies.
I don't think they're good, but actually they kind of, it's like a cult classic where, yeah, like, the more you watch it, it's actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning, I think, a trip later this summer, though, to go to Forks, where they, like, shot it. Forks, Washington, I think, is the town. Where,
is that the reason why you're going? Or
no, we just want to go up and see, like, the Washington.
It's the reason why you're going. No, just smiled.
Someone in our group really wants to see it. Scenes. And I was like, sure.
Oh, so someone in the group is going for that reason.
Well, they were like, can we see Forks? And we're like, sure, we can go Forks. Okay. But you can go stay in the Twilight house, too.
You should do a little Twilight skit out there.
Probably.
Put some fangs in.
Bella, where you been, loca?
Twilight. Oh, I'm sure they take advantage. They squeeze our...
They're milking it.
Milking it, for yeah, sure.
No vampire signs. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do the same thing.
I just can't believe those vampires are that old. Hundreds and hundreds of years old. And you got to go to high school? Like, figure out your fucking lifestyle to where you're, like, homeschooled. Why do you need to go and learn?
They were in high school?
Yeah, that's where, like, she meets him is, like, in chemistry class, and he's hundreds of years old.
I didn't think school at all.
So all the vampires pretend that they're, like, the Cullens, they're the Cullen family, and so to maintain their disguise, since they're all, like, teenagers, they go to high school.
Mm.
But just be homeschooled. Go live abroad. Like, what do you... I don't understand why we're going back to high school. Anymore. Wouldn't you be sick of taking pre-cal?
Exactly. Like, Mariah, you didn't watch Twilight. You actually watched the Jersey Shore Twilight.
Yeah, I know that one. I know that one backwards and forwards.
Got it confused.
That one was good.
Whenever you meet Snooki, just don't even bring up Jersey Shore. Go, oh my God, I loved you in Twilight.
Oh, yeah,
that's also a character in...
Who wants to do this for Halloween?
Us as Jersey Shore as Twilight.
Oh, is this in Vampires? Is this in Vampires Suck?
No, this is Twilight. They did a Twilight spoof.
Oh, this is
was it
cast.
Was it to promote the movie?
Wait, me, Zane, and Heath. Wait, can we please do
that's
this?
That's funny.
Because isn't Snooki also a character in the show True Blood? Or there's like a girl named Snooki?
Suki Stackhouse.
Oh, is that what it is? Do you know True Blood?
Yeah, I watched the whole series.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. We were obsessed. Me and my family were obsessed with that show.
Really?
We loved that show.
What is the new, like...
Vampire.
Like, it was vampires, show. It was zombies for a bit, and now... What is it?
Was it a vampire show or a zombie show?
No, I mean, like, the...
What's, like, the new hot thing?
Like, the fad.
Oh, the new hot...
Supernatural fad.
Anime?
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any vampire or zombie.
Maybe it's fairies with Akatar.
Walking Dead, I mean.
Or maybe it's like end of the world stuff people are really into. Like Fallout and The Last of Us and all of that.
I think they really do keep up with like what people are talking about like online, and they're just like, oh, this is like what's trending. This is what people want to see.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely it.
Maybe like just paranormal in general.
Yeah.
True.
Like possessed.
Oh yeah, demons right now. Yeah, are doing really huge. Bubba, yep. Exorcism.
Sam and Colby stuff.
Yeah,
this YouTube channel did this video where they were pranking one specific girl, and so they did they set up a whole thing where it was like a whole restaurant with staff and waiters and all of this, and it was just one of the girls, and This is my favorite type of videos. I love like telekinesis pranks. Like people, some think that somebody is like has super like. I love those videos. And this was another type style like of like pranks that like is just so good. Where, there was like one of the TVs where they would usually play sports. It was like breaking news, blah blah blah. There's people are reports that hundreds of people missing since 12 p.m. or something like that. It was like a whole news anchor on TV, and all of a sudden, and then everyone's like, and the restaurant starts shaking, and the girl's like, obviously she hears this, and she's freaking out. All of a sudden, the lights turn off, and 10 seconds later, like everybody in the restaurant is in on it. The lights go back on and everybody has disappeared and everybody's clothes are on. And this girl is like freaking out. She's running and somebody from the back comes out. He's like, where's everybody? She's like, I don't know. The lights turned off, but I was watching this, but it was like, it was just like a teaser clip and it stopped. I was like, it's God. It's like, you know, if I didn't do what I did now, I would do those videos. I would like, I would make prank videos like that, like telekinesis pranks and
end of
the world pranks.
Who did a really
pranks.
Good job with their prank show? It was
that one. It was a guy.
Carbonara effect. Or
no,
love
no,
that.
No, the no. other one. It was. But didn't we find out it was fake?
Punked?
No, not that.
Improv Everywhere. The guy who would do those flash mob stuff.
Scare tactics. That was
good.
I loved
you're
scare
on scare tactics.
Tactics.
They did a pretty
are
good
you
job.
Scared?
With that.
Are you scared?
Yeah,
good. Well, you should be because
you're
on scare
tactics.
What was his name? So Morgan. Well, Tracy Morgan, is that his name?
I guess he must have came on later because the first girl who was on scare tactics was like that gal from not Baywatch or like Melrose Place or Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah,
that woman.
Oh. You know they had to end that show because somebody got like a heart attack. You know what I mean? Like there's no way the show ended in a good note.
Remember the little rap person? And they had that very like feminine guy and he's like, oh my God. And like this like little person dressed in like a rat costume like escapes from like the lab and he's like.
Do you remember the one where they were in like a coffee shop and it was a telekinesis type thing too?
Yeah, that's... One of my favorite. One
where
my
they
favorite
like lift the person up and they're like hooked up on the wall, but you can't like tell. And it's just like
the and
lady
the tables like move and she's like,
there's a lady that's like grabbing her coffee. She's like, grabs her coffee and before leaving, like she thought that coffee was more important to be able to grab before leaving. But so it's just crazy that like everybody, like if I saw that immediately, I would not pick up my phone and start recording. I would just run out. Like, who knows what this girl can do with these powers? And just sitting there, like, record. Crazy. It's crazy, like, what humans do in a moment like that.
I love the Carbonara effect, though. It's, like, the magic kind of one where he's
his stuff, but I he bothers me.
Oh, I think he's so smooth about it. Like, it's usually a guy who's, like, in a store doing a, like, sales presentation. You know, like, at Sam's Club, they're giving free samples or he's showing some new product. And he's, like, doing this, like, magic in front of these people of something that makes zero sense. Yeah. But they are, like... How in the world?
And like he says it so casually. Like
he's like, oh, this is a new juicer. It actually like juices the pulp and it's like one orange and it's like a full gallon of orange juice. Yeah. And they're like, get out of town.
But like the pure shock and like they believe it. They're like, all right, can I get one of these? Can I buy one of these?
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know if that was the show that I was watching on like the clips or not, but it was this guy got hired to just help at a warehouse. And the guy with the vase, he's like, hey, can you come over here and help me with this real quick? He gives it to him and then it drops. And he's like, oh shit. He goes back and then he comes back out and it's the guy with the same vase on the top. He's like, hey, can you help me with this vase real quick? And he's like,
This just happened.
He walks up, he's like, Did you just or no, I didn't know if it dropped, but he gave it to him. Those are my favorite too. It's just you're questioning your own fucking reality.
So you just have to like just basically be really good at like redirecting them for a second so you can just
This guy's like a trained magician. Yeah. He knows like
it's called sleight of hand. Sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Just all day I can just sit and watch that type.
Even like good like twin pranks where it's like they're in the same outfit and they say hi and then they walk by and then like 2 seconds later it's the same person but the twin same outfit. And like watching people just like this just happened.
Right. Or did you know that twins? Oh, wait.
Oh, no. I was going to say, no, even the door one in the middle of a park where like the door leads nowhere. It's just the door. Walk in and they disappear. Like, come on. Come on.
Did you know that a lot of parents who have identical twins kind of don't know if who they named is really their original names?
Yeah.
Because when their babies are identical, you're like, okay, this one's Zach, this one's John. And then, you know, you move them around one time after a bath and you're like, this, I think this one's Zach and this one's John. A lot of parents cannot guarantee that the babies that they originally named. Some people have tracked them by like painting maybe one of their nails, so they always know.
Yeah.
But which I'm excited because I have identical twin cousins and I can't wait to see them this summer to ask their parents that question.
Like, yeah. Was
are you for sure that they are? Because you know how twins will be like, well, I was born 30 minutes before him, so I'm older, but really you do not know.
So, love that.
Did you ever have identical twins who, like, went to your school who were, like,
switch
buddies?
Classrooms.
Or, like, they stick together? Like, even at UT, there were multiple identical twins who would walk to classes together. And, like, you're in your, like, 20s or you're, like, 18, 19. You're living on your own. But, like, still very similar outfits, walking side by side, doing class together, and just doing life together.
Yeah.
Which is, like, strange, where I don't know if that's such a lifestyle choice for them because that's all they've known, or
is it, I think they just like even I've seen before like older ladies who are twins that they live together all their life. They don't get married. They want to be together for the rest of their life. They wear the same thing. They have the same bedrooms.
Part of me, I think that's so beautiful, and then part of me, I'm like, we need to separate and create some boundaries
but like,
and individual
identities.
But, like,
the thing is that if they genuinely just want to, like, live together all their life, because it does, you know, all the time we talk about how, like, oh, I wish I had a clone of myself that can help me, like, get work done or help me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had a clone of myself so I can go to this thing with and not have to, like, call up a friend and take time out of it. If you got a twin who that's your favorite person to hang out with and they feel the same, too, it's like, why
you
like
could get away
that.
With that
what
you could if you did like an at-home birth with twins only report one of them then that way that person has an identical version of themselves for the rest of their life undocumented that you can send out and go back and forth.
Have you ever seen the movie where what happened to Friday or Sunday
is it with Lindsay Lohan?
No, remember we watched that movie together about
What happened to Monday?
Happened to Monday?
Dude, I love that movie. A lot of people don't like that movie.
Oh, it's
that
crazy. It's
so
about
good.
Like, what is it called when you have
it's
seven?
Oh, Mirror's Edge?
When you have seven twins?
No. What happened to Monday?
Sextuplets? Then what's
it was like? It was like six or seven.
Set twins, but they live in a world where you can only have one kid. So the dad, so each twin has to go out. There's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Tuesday goes out only on Tuesdays. Wednesday goes out only on Wednesdays. And they all have to have the same identity and know the same thing and know their story. They have to come back and tell them what happened. Mm. And just shit goes down in the movie. It's really fucking good.
I like it. I'm going to rewatch it.
There was actually like two twins, though, that recently, well, one of them is an astronaut, went to space, came back from space, and his genetics changed by 7%, and they're no longer identical.
Huh?
I don't know. They think it's like a scientific marvel. They're trying to figure out that his genetics were altered by being in space. Identical twins. So this twin study helps scientists better understand the impacts of space flight on a human body through the study of identical twins. Retired astronaut Scott Kelly spent 1 year in low Earth orbit aboard the International Space Station, while retired astronaut Mark Kelly, his identical twin, remained on Earth. That is what the highlight says, but they like don't look the same. And they did like their genetic test and it's like 7%.
Oh, they don't look the same too. Like his look changed.
Like one stayed on space.
One looks aged.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, so who's the one that went out to space?
He looks like he went to space.
Probably the one with more.
Mariah. he went to space.
Yeah,
for sure.
That guy looks like he's been in space.
Unless you go to space and you stop time, he went to space.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be interesting. Like going
You have to go and be in space for a year, but you look 10 years younger.
Yeah. Wow.
I bet those were fun little twins as kids. We love space. We want to be astronauts of the world.
But then only one of them got to go?
Well, I bet they may have made missions, but one spent 1 year on the International Space Station.
Well, he needs to pop out a baby then, see what that baby looks like.
I bet gravity has a lot to do with it. Your body's moving at a whole different type of... what's the word? Just environment that it's not used to on Earth that would affect
you. Don't have the pressure on your body.
Now imagine Xenon, the girl of the 21st century. She's in a school up in space, coming back down to Earth.
Oh,
that's a lot of percentage. If he was up there for 6 months, she comes back. She's a whole different person.
I fucking loved Xenon. That was like my first big crush.
I knew you were going to say that. As soon as, before that came out, I knew you were
going to say that. You look like you were into Xenon.
I sent fangirl messages to Kirsten Storms telling her how much I loved her.
You know who else was in the movie?
Who?
Raven.
Raven, only in the first one, and they recast her. And then I think she maybe came back for the third, but she's not in the second.
But
have you seen what's going on with Raven lately?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh my gosh.
I saw that.
Stop it. Y'all coming after my wife with death threats? Matt, stop it.
I thought it was a skit.
I thought so too.
I was like, oh, this is funny. And then I was like, oh, this isn't a joke.
And then like her wife's sitting there and Raven's just like.
People were like, my dad, when like my mom is like yelling at us and trying to have like the talk, and he's just like, listen to your mother.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember that video where it was a boyfriend and girlfriend and people kept making fun of them? Or it was a brother and sister and people kept making fun of them because they were like, they thought they were dating.
Yeah,
or and he was like, stop making fun of us. Stop making fun of her. And she's just sitting there like, wait, but I forget what the, it
what
was
happened?
Like.
A,
so
what happened
they this? Were on Finita's podcast. Oh. This all started on, because of Finita.
Finita.
Finita had Raven and Raven's wife on. I think her name's like Miranda something. And Finita and Raven were jamming out to an old Cheetah Girls song. Like, really got Raven going.
Yeah.
Spewing out all the lyrics. And Miranda, her wife, says something at the end where she's like, oh my gosh, well, I don't even know that song. And I guess like Raven fans were like, she doesn't even know Raven songs, and harassed her and sent her death threats. So this is where I go, oh, they're not like normal fucking people.
Uh-huh.
To where, have you not been around the block with like fame, social media, like, and you, yes, you're going to get hate, you're going to get weird stuff, but yeah, to sit there and be like, hey guys, stop it. Listen to my wife here. Like, that's like what like a person who's like not
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it was something like that she didn't know who she was or something, right?
And it's not even that and big that, of a deal
I
either.
I think the whole
yeah.
thing was that she said she like never watched Raven or something like that.
Right.
So?
But to go face to face with the camera, like to tell fans to stop it.
Yeah.
Like, you, that just.
It's something that you would have thought somebody that just started social media.
Yes.
It's very weird.
Some like small town person like, hey guys, you better stop coming with the fake thing or I'm going to come find you.
Yeah. Like she's been in the game for so long.
Yeah.
You would think that she would know not like she didn't need to do that.
It feels like very small minded for them to get so worked up in thinking that the video is going to, squash it. No, yeah. You've just made it worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If people were kidding, now they're not kidding after that.
Whose idea do you think it was to post that?
I think it was Raven's idea. I think she saw that it was getting to her, and she was upset, and she made that video.
Y'all are in your mid-30s, sitting down, doing a full-on video, thinking you're making, like, a point when... I mean, I feel
also,
sorry that...
You also kind of have to approach it, like, lighthearted, too.
Yeah.
You can't just be...
Yeah.
Like, super... You got to be like... Guys, listen, enough is enough. It's gone too far.
As soon as you show that it annoys you, it just makes it 10 times worse. You can't let it like bother you publicly.
That is like millennial cringe to like the max, where it's like, guys,
stop it.
Yeah, her PR team should have been on that one before she posted that, for sure.
they were like, that looks good. Oh, you look great. She goes, I know.
That ice cube stare, the...
Mm-hmm. It looks like she's not even, like, listening to her. She's just, like, so happy she made her point. Like,
just looking at herself in the camera?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't seen, like, a remake. No, not a remake. A parody to it.
I know.
I hope she's okay. Like, I love Raven Simone, but, like, she is, like, a little, like... Yeah. Kind
of. And then people have fun also like going after celebrities that just hop on social media. I think it's like a thing that people like to do because they know that they can get a reaction out of them.
And they're not used to.
Yeah.
The landscape of how it is these days. Yeah. That's probably has a lot to do with it.
Wow. What a jam-packed episode this was.
What a wild ride.
It was.
Unbelievable.
My hair's sticking up because of this roller coaster.
It is not sticking out of this shit. Flat.
All right, well, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form, on all the podcast platforms and apps, and video version on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ZaneandHeath, every Tuesday.
Also, make sure to check out Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. You're going to get a bonus episode every single month. We also keep these cameras rolling after we cut these, and you get an extended version of the podcast. And we also do a live Q&A every single month. BTS stuff, all at patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath.
And get ready for that House of the Dragon content with Zane and Heath, baby, in New York. Let's go!
Ooh.
All right, love you so much. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big.